All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Reed Lee Planning Commission regular meeting for Thursday, October 20th, 2016. If we can stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Place the flag. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ellen, can we get a roll call, please, for attendance?
Sure. Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Torres?
Here.
Chairman Castillo?
Here. So now we're in the portion of the public comments. This provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. Please be note that there is no one here for public comment. So we're going to move on to the consent agenda, which is item number one. Commissioners, did you guys have an opportunity to look at the minutes for a regular meeting and the special meeting back in June of this year? Yeah. Is there any questions, concerns about those two meetings that we had? No? So I'm going to go ahead and ask for a recommendation of approval. So could I get a, I'll do a motion to approve. Could I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Could we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Castillo?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
All right, so now we're up to the public hearing. Agenda items two, A and B, and be presented to by Ms. Helen. And you have the floor. We can hear you.
There we go. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, Ellen Moore, Associate Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you tonight is a text amendment amending the zoning ordinance of the Reed Lee Municipal Code. And basically what this ordinance, or what this text amendment is doing, is maintaining consistency between our zoning ordinance, which is Title 10 of the Reed Lee Municipal Code, and we're maintaining consistency with Title 5 of the Municipal Code, specifically Chapter 11, which is related to medical marijuana regulations. So earlier this year, the City of Reed Lee City Council adopted an ordinance number 2016-002, and what it did was it prohibited medical marijuana dispensaries, prohibited medical marijuana deliveries, prohibited medical marijuana cultivation, and it had strict limitations on medical marijuana consumption, which specifically it's within a private residence or healthcare facility. So that's a brief summary of the ordinance. And so what happened was this was just Title 5, Chapter 11 that was amended and adopted, but then we found that there were some sections of Title 10, because it's technically a land use issue, that did not change in response to the ordinance being adopted. So basically, in Title 10, it still says that cultivation is allowed up to 24 plants, but in order to maintain consistency with this ordinance, we remove that so that it's the same, so there's no question as to which is in effect at this time. So in terms of the environmental assessment, it was determined that there was no possibility of a significant effect on the environment as a result of the adoption of this ordinance, and that environmental assessment is in the staff report before you this evening. So that concludes my report. Like I said, it's just maintaining consistency throughout the code. So that concludes my part. I don't know if Chief wanted to make any comments or say anything else, but that concludes my portion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
No specific comments from me, but I'm able to answer any questions you may have as far as the Chapter 5 of the Municipal Code.
Questions?
Any concerns?
With the removal of the information from Chapter 10, absolutely no concerns. It would maintain or keep the consistency from what we have in Chapter 5, which was unanimously passed back in April by our council. So, you know, my recommendation would be to maintain that consistency.
Okay, thank you.
Are we probably a little premature with 64 on the dockets?
No, not necessarily, because what Prop 64 would allow would just allow for the consumption of. What this does, it prohibits the cultivation of marijuana as well.
And we'll be, we actually had a webinar this morning about that, and we're finding that there may be a few other changes that we do need to make to the code if Prop 64 does pass. Because we're talking about medical marijuana here, mm-hmm. and that's talking about non-medical marijuana. So you may see another round of regulations that come through, because most of those will be tied to land use planning issues, and so they will be tied to Title 10. We're going to, the chief and I, the city manager, and probably the city attorney, are going to sit down and talk about this a little bit more, because there might be some policy issues that we need to look at with the council first, and you know, see how we're going to handle that. But I imagine it will still all happen pretty quickly, because if Prop 64 does pass, apparently it does take effect the day after the election, November 9th. Mm. So we do need to move pretty quickly here.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? No. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so commissioners, in front of you, we have a recommendation here to approve these text amendment application, which includes the environmental assessment A and B. So I'm going to go ahead and read this, and then we'll do a vote here. So we have in front of you, we have resolution number 2016-10, a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending the City Council of the City of Reedley approve text amendment application number 2016-2, proposing to amend the text of the Reedley Municipal Code pertaining to permitted uses in the city's various zone districts related to the prohibited restricted use of medical marijuana. And also, this resolution also includes the environmental assessment, so which there was no impact on that. So could I get a motion to approve?
I would move to approve.
Okay.
As you stated it.
All right. We have a second?
And a second.
Okay. Can we get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Henson?
Yes.
Commissioner Marcellus?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes. All right, thank you. Now we're going to go to the exciting part, to the director's report. So number three, the Community Development Department updates. Thank you, Chief. You can stay and enjoy this next portion, or you can go ahead and head on out.
I need to go enjoy some time with my kids.
There you go. Enjoy your kids. Thank you. All right, Tony. You're
all right. Well, glad that we're finally having a planning commission meeting here. You know, I've been here, 3 months now, and this is the first time I've seen you all. Just met the chairman here, and I've seen the rest of you in various places around the community, so I'm excited to be here working with you, and hopefully a fifth member here soon.
Right.
Really excited working with Ellen and the rest of the team as well. You know, it's a great team here, and I think Reedley's gonna, you know, it's a great city, it's got some great bones, and hopefully, as we've been discussing in chamber meetings and whatnot, we'll see some additional development come through and give you guys something to actually meet about. So I'm not sure exactly when, but we're working on that. You know, through the chamber, the city manager and I are going to be meeting with the CEO of the county in a couple of weeks to talk about maybe our annexation process and changing that to make it a little bit easier for us. Seems like LAFCO's on board, so hopefully we'll get some direction and ability to move forward, and hopefully excite some of our property owners as well to you know, see some additional development here. And just one other thing, I had actually just come from a COG meeting in Fresno right before this meeting, and fortunately from here on out they're going on Wednesdays, so I don't have to rush back, but this is the kickoff for the next round of the regional transportation plan that the county's putting together, the COG's putting together. So that sounds like it's going to be a, you know, very exciting process. I guess the last one was exciting in more ways than one, but maybe this one will be a little bit smoother, but there we'll be talking about county-wide land use and transportation projects and whatnot, and providing direction on that. So I'll be representing the city Reedley on that. So anyway, so that's all I have. If you have any questions of me?
Yeah, Tony, why don't you tell us a little bit of where you're coming from?
A little bit. I guess I could give you a biography.
Yeah, just a quick one. I mean,
Well, I've been in the field for nearly 30 years at this point, but my last gig was up in the city of Galt, which is about 25 miles south of Sacramento, midway between Sacramento and Stockton, like we are to Visalia and Fresno. About the same size community, facing some of the same problems with regard to development and whatnot. I was there for a couple of years. Prior to that, I was actually the acting director of community development for the city of San Bernardino. I was actually hired in as their city planner about 6 months after I started there. They declared bankruptcy, and I had already decided, because Stockton was looking for somebody at the time, I thought I'd never work for a bankrupt city, and look what happened. But it was an exciting place to work, but they couldn't make a commitment, and I couldn't commit to a 170-mile commute anymore. So I decided it was time to move on. So, and prior to that, I worked. I've always been in Southern California. I grew up in Temecula, and so I started.
Temecula. That's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice place. It's exploded, though. I don't recognize it anymore. But I got my degrees from Cal Poly Pomona in planning. Worked out in the desert for a while, and then worked in Simi Valley for about 14 years before San Bernardino and the rest. So,
all right. Well, welcome.
Reedley, yeah.
Are you living in Reedley?
I live in Visalia, actually, right now.
So your commute is a little bit shorter than 176 miles.
Yeah, definitely. So not as nice as the Galt commute, because I did live and work in Galt. It's just kind of like there, though. I was lucky to get a place at the time, and it's few and far between here in Reedley. So
Hopefully we can change
looked.
That.
Yeah, right? I certainly hope so, because it was, my first choice was to be here in Reedley.
They're building a lot in Visalia.
I know they are. Yeah. And so the nice thing is, at least because we don't have it here yet, at least all the commercials there. And so I can do all my errands and whatnot afterwards. But I would love to do them here in Reedley lunch hour. So we'll work on that.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, so we have the future agenda items. I see something here for November 3rd. Is that tentative, or is that on the books?
This is on the books.
Yeah, okay.
And the public hearing notice was published in the Today's Expo.
Okay.
But this is the Blossom Trail project that has been mentioned in previous years, but it is finally on the books and we're ready to go. So this is a general plan amendment, change of zoning, and a tentative subdivision map. And this is a revision of the Blossom Trail project that came forward in 2008. So they're doing some rearranging and that sort of thing, so that will be before us. To give a quick sneak peek, we have it's 38.2 acres to be exact. We have 55 single family lots proposed, 108 multiple family in either apartments or duplexes, about 110,000 square feet of commercial space, and a mini storage facility which will have approximately 205 units.
Just a reminder, the Blossom Trail Project is located where?
Oh, thank you. The Blossom Trail Project is located on the southwest corner of Manning and Zumwalt. So it's actually right next to Thiele.
Okay.
East of Thiele.
Right, and just north of the new school there.
Correct, and north of the new Silas Bark School.
Okay. That will be a regular meeting Thursday, November 3rd. So commissioners, please put that on your calendar. And then the other dates, we can deal with that when things are in the next meeting. So if there's any questions, concerns, anything like that, I'm going to go ahead and end the meeting. Okay. Meeting adjourned.